Father, for more than 5 minutes, walk away. The 4 minutes left, we're going to talk briefly about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the sacrifices and the challenges in his life. One of the biggest challenges in Ibrahim alayhi salam's life was the people, most of them disbelieved in his message. And the biggest disbeliever in him was who? His father, Adam. They threw him in the fire, and he was a child. From Iraq to Egypt, from Palestine to Mecca. He was restless all the time and was giving da'wah all the time. Of all the challenges and the sacrifice that he had in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, having to sacrifice his son, that was the biggest sacrifice in his life. Can you imagine someone who's 85 years old, he has no children. Now at the age of 86, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Ismail. Ismail started to grow older. Ibrahim alayhi salam was 100 years old and he had the vision of sacrificing his son. He spoke to his wife, he spoke to his son Ismail, and they said, "If'al ma tu'mar, do as you are commanded." Ismail alayhi salam said, "Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin." You will find me a patient one. So his son was ready to be sacrificed. Today, if you ask one of your children to give you a glass of water from the kitchen, for them this is child abuse. But he was ready to sacrifice his son. In the 2 minutes left of my book, I'm going to ask you, one of the brothers here, what is the most important thing in your life? Your children or your house?
Children.
Okay. Who is going to carry your legacy off of your leave this dunya? Your car or your children?
Children.
Your children, of course. So, your children are the most important thing in your life. They will carry your legacy and they are the only proof that you existed on this earth. Now I agree, your children are the most important thing in your life. Do you give them quality time? Do you take care of them? Do you know who they befriend? Do you teach them Islam? You teach them to respect Islam and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You teach them Salah. You give them time. I know a lot of you would answer yes. And I know that there are a lot of brothers and sisters in the community. They raise up their children in the best way. And I and all of this community are proud of them. They teach them Quran and they teach them Islam. But I have been around for so many years and I see people coming to my office all the time complaining, but it is already too late. My son is in jail. My son is doing drugs. My son is drinking. The Canadian way, the freedom of Canada. My son is dating. My daughter is getting married to her non-Muslim friend. My son is not respecting me. What do you want the imam to do? Do you think I'm a superman or I have a magic wand? Of course not. So this is your responsibility to take care of your children. Your children don't respect you, it is because of you. You reap what you sow. I have 40 seconds left. Your children don't respect you. They don't follow Islam. If they don't make you a legacy in this life, then this is because of you. You get what you did, you reap what you sow. I'm going to conclude with this story quickly from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. A man came to him and said, "Ya Karim al Muslimin, my son disrespects me." So Umar said to the son, "Is this true?" He said, "Khalifa al-Muslimin, commander of the faithful, do I have rights for my father?" So Umar said, "Yes." So he said, "What are they?" He said that he chooses a good mother or a good father for you. He gives you a good name and he teaches you Islam and the Quran. So the son said, "Wallahi, my father never did any of this. My mother is not a good Muslim. She's not practicing Islam. He gave me the name Jorm, and Jorm is the beetle. You know, in Isaac, it's not a good name. And he didn't teach me anything about Islam, he didn't teach me how to pray, and he didn't teach me a single verse from the Quran." So Umar looked at the father in the eye and said, "You disrespected your son before he disrespected you. Take care of your children. This is your message today, and this is your sacrifice in life. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To accept our beliefs, to give us sincerity in everything we say, and to give us Hajj and accept our charity and our support for the Muslim." باي باي باي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.